Morning, Boker Tov. Good morning, everybody. We're here at Kehilat Shiftei Yisrael in Ra'anana. Amud Yomi, we're up to Tet Zayin Amud Bet, 15b. Tet Zayin Amud Bet. Let me just give you a quick summary of the page, and then we'll jump right in. The Amud is about, we'll discuss certain areas of Avelut, laws of Avelut, whether you can shower during a period of Avelut. Tet Zayin Amud Bet. Tet Zayin Amud Bet. We're going to discuss a special slave of Rabban Gamliel, whose name was Tevi. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, whose name was Tevi, and he was a very special slave. We're going to discuss certain tefillot that rabbis added to make tefillah more personable for them and more meaningful. So I'll just summarize the last line we had in Tetzayin Amud Aleph, 16a, was this notion that a chatan, someone who is engaged in a mitzvah, is patur from saying Kriyat Shema. And a chatan who's getting married, specifically a chatan who's marrying a betula, a woman who's never been married before, never had relations. So dafka, that in that situation, he is patur from Kriyat Shema. The Gemara says, wait a second. What if he marries an almana? What if he marries a woman who's already been married? Ihachi, top of Tadzayin Amud Bet. Ihachi, my ear yaha koneset abetula. Afilu koneset almana nami. What if you're marrying a woman who's already been married or had relations? Still, there's a tirda, there's a person is taru, the person is not focused to be able to say Shema.
Because isn't there still a mitzvah
him to puruvu, even if but it's not about the mitzvah of puruvu. It's about the first time they're having relations. That's essentially the issue here. So what's the answer? We say, hacha tarid, v'hacha lo tarid. What?
Imu
aman. Yeah, no, nachon, it's a good question, but it doesn't come up in the Gemara. Basically we're saying when a person's getting married the first time or when his wife is a betula, there's certain concerns that arise in that particular situation about perhaps what her status is, whereas that will not be the case. There won't be certain expectations that exist when she is an almana, she's already been married. So you say, wait a second, if the concern is that you're tarud, if the concern is that you are not focused, you're distracted, so then wait a second, if you're concerned about what's going to happen to my business shipment coming from China, is it going to set sail? Am I going to have materials to sell in another month's time? This is also tirda, so we should also be patur from Kriyat Shema, any tirda that we have, even if it's about our private business. Okay, so that's going to ultimately be our answer. We'll give one more example also. Alama Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda Amarav. Why does Rabbi Abba, the name of Zavda, and say in the name of Rav, Avel Chayav B'chol Mitzvot Amur Batara, Chutz Min HaTfilin? Why is an Avel obligated in all of the Mitzvot of the Torah as well? Who could have more tirda than an Avel, a mourner? The pain, the suffering that they have to go through. So why are they Chayav in Mitzvot? They also have tirda just like a Chatan. Except for, we spoke about this in the past, except for the one exception by an Avel, Chutz Min HaTfilin. An avel on the first day is not chayav in tefillin. The chol mitzvot amuchut min tefillin sharei because it says sheneamar bahin peer sheneamar peercha chavush alecha. Tefillin is called a peer. Tefillin brings us glory, and an avel on the first day of mourning is distraught, and therefore he does not put on tefillin. We spoke about this halacha in the past. So how do we explain both of these questions here? So Amri, they answer hatam tirda derashut. Hacha tirda de mitzvah. By the marrying the betula, there's a tirda de mitzvah. There's a mitzvah that you're engaging in, and the distraction or the lack of ability to focus comes from the mitzvah. However, here by avelut, there's no obligation to be sad. It's an obligation to mourn, to engage in mourning practices, but not necessarily to be sad, even though that is a natural consequence. And there's certainly no obligation to be concerned about your business portfolio or your investments. So those are tirda de rishut and not tirda de mitzvah.
So what is the mitzvah that he's talking about?
The mitzvah that we're talking about is, it could be one of two things. It could be prur or vu, but it could also be consummating the marriage. That's what's unique about with a betula, getting married the first time.
Mitzvah of consummating, I mean, it is
Well, it could be. There's a debate about how we create Nisuin, right? So Nisuin could be standing under the chuppah. Nisuin could be being in the Yichud room for the first time. It could also be being together, you know, and having full relations for the first time. So it is a discussion. The first Tosfot on the page here discusses, you know, what really is the concern here. Or it could be that there's just extra, you know, stress or anxiety surrounding, you know, when you're marrying a betula as opposed to marrying an almana. Nothing to do with a different mitzvah per se, but different emotional experience. Okay, this is the first piece. Now we move on to the Mishnah. Now we're talking about Rabban Gamliel here, who not only, remember, Rabban Gamliel wasn't concerned about saying Kriyat Shema the night that he got married, right? So he married a woman. This is in the last Mishnah, Tetzayin Amud Aleph. He married a woman, and he still said Kriyat Shema. And the Talmidim said, Lamadatanu Rabbeinu, but you taught us that a chatan is patur. He says, I'm not willing to give up Malchut Shemayim afidu sha'achat. Okay? Now we're going to learn something else about Rabban Gamliel's practices. Rachat Laila Harishon Shemeita Ishto. It sounds like his wife died. Very sad. His wife passed away. And what did he do? He showered. He bathed that first night. Okay, we're going to figure out when that is exactly. Like, according to Rashi, she died that day. She was buried that day. That night after the burial, he showered. Now, what's the problem with shower? Why is that a big deal? So he bathed himself. What's the problem?
It's not a big deal.
He's an avel. He's an avel. An avel is not supposed to bathe himself. Amr lo tamidav lamadatani rabbeinu sha'avel asur lirchot. The student said to him, Rabbi, you taught us that you're not allowed to bathe during avelut. Amar lahim, he says, eini kishar b'nei adam. I am not like other people. Why not? Istinis ani. I'm an istinis. This is a Greek word, one of the many Greek words in the Talmud. What's an istinis? I'm a fussy person. High maintenance. Okay, I'm high maintenance. Istinis ani. Okay, this notion comes up in another number of places. If you need to sit in the sukkah, if it's bothersome, if it's cold, so an istinis is patur min hasukkah. Okay, now, and it's an interesting question: are we all istinis today? So ukeshemei. By the way, just going back to the chatan, we do not. A chatan says kriyat shema today. We don't assume that we're able to achieve such high levels of concentration for shema anyway. So you might as well just say shema. But ukeshemei tevi abdo. Another example: when tevi, his servant, her slave died, kibel alav tanchumim. He accepted consolation. Now, why is this a big deal? Because tevi was an eved kenani. He was a non-Jewish slave. Amr lo tamidah. The students say to him, Lamadatanu Rabbeinu she'ein mekabin tanuchumin al avadim. But you taught us you're not allowed to receive consolation for the loss of a slave. Okay. Amr lahem ein tevi avdi kishar kol havadim kasher haya. He says, tevi is not like all other slaves. He was kasher. He had like the same status of a Jew. And Eved Kenani has his middle status. You know, he gets like a Brit Milah, and he's supposed to, you know, follow halakha to some degree. He's not fully a Jew, but he has some form of a status. And he said, kasher, yeah, he really was 100%. Chatan imrotzeli krot kriyat shema laila rishon kore. Now we have a second opinion, different than Rabban Gamliel, different than the previous Mishnah that said a chatan is patur. Now we're saying a chatan can read kriyat shema if he wants to. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, this is not Rabban Gamliel, this is his son, says, Lo kol harotzeli tolat Hashem ito. Not everybody who wants to take the shame is allowed to. Meaning, it's no one should think that they are so religious that they have the ability to do this. Be careful of thinking that you're so religious to do this.
You're better than others.
That you're better than others. Yeah, meaning better not to sometimes perform the mitzvah in this situation. Okay, Gemara. Tanur my taima Rabban Shimon ben Rabban Gamliel. What is Rabban Gamliel's rationale for what? For bathing the night after his wife passed away and was buried. So his opinion is as follows: Kasavar aninut laila derabanan. That we have to understand two concepts. There's something called aninut, and there's something called avelut. Today, halakha l'maaseh, what is aninut and what is avelut?
Before and after the
raya. The way we think about it is as follows. Aninut is before, after a person dies, until they are buried, the potential mourners are in a state of aninut.
Even if they're not participating.
Well, yeah, obviously they're obviously then they won't be. But assuming they're involved with the burial, etc., they are patur from mitzvot aseh, chayav and mitzvot lo taaseh. And one of the main reasons for this is that they could focus on the burial itself. Remember, today we call it the Chevra Kadisha, boom, boom, boom. You can imagine you had to carry the body all the way to the burial plot outside of town. I mean, there was a lot of work that went into Tahara. There are a lot of things that go into this. And we're very blessed that we have such services. Everyone attacks the Rabbanut always, and the Rabbanut has their work cut out for them. But in this area, like really, it's look how efficient inefficient, how efficient everything is, and they do what they you call them and they're at your house 10 minutes later here. Okay, now that's aninut. Avilut obviously is the 7 days of mourning afterwards. Okay, now the we think of this in aninut in the Torah is just that when a person was an onein, they wouldn't eat maaser sheni and they wouldn't eat from kodshim, they wouldn't eat sacrifices. Now, the truth is that how we understand aninut and avilut is different than they may have thought about it in the past, in the Rishonim and in the time of the Gemara, because these time periods might overlap a little bit. You could be, like, sort of the day of Onen is ending, but avilut has already begun. So this is the night after he's already buried his wife. He's officially in avel now. But we're told that he's still, like, in the period of aninut. One option is to say that aninut here really means avilut. The other option is to say, no, the aninut status still carries on to the end of the day, even though he's already become become an avel. Okay, so he holds now in this case that aninut live of the aninut of that night is midrabanan already, okay? And therefore, there's more leniency for him to wash himself. Dichtiv, as it says, how do we know that the night is different than the day? Va'acharita kiyom mar. This is a pasuk from Sefer Amos. And it teaches us of acharita, the day after kiyomar, of the yomar. Okay, the day after is kiyomar, but it's not actually yomar, and therefore the laila is only midrabanan. Makom istanis lo gazu berabanan, and because it's only midrabanan, when it comes to an istanis, a person who is high maintenance or very fussy, so then the Chazal did not make an obligation for them to not bathe. Now, halacha l'maaseh, what do we do today? The Gesher HaChaim, Rav Michal Tukhachinsky, points out that for a person who's istanis, and this may be everybody today, we shower every day, I hope we shower every day, or we bathe ourselves on a regular basis. So this is, and therefore a person can even potentially wash in warm water, bitzina'ah, as long as it's, private. You can't go swimming in the public pool or in the river, but, you would be able to bathe yourself. Halakha l'maaseh, what I tell mourners today is, if you need to shower during the 7-day period of mourning, so, don't take, it shouldn't be a shower shel ta'anug. It shouldn't be enjoyable. It shouldn't be a 30-minute shower. You take a quick shower in mayim pushri and in lukewarm water, and you you get on with your with everything. Okay, next piece. What about Tevi? What about the slave by the name of Tevi? Tavi. Okay, so ukeshemei Tavi avdo v'chulei. Tana Rabbanan, the rabbis teach us avadim u'shfachot, ein omdin alem bishura. If an eved or a shifcha passes away, we don't make the shura. Remember, the shura is after a funeral is over. You make a column, two lines, and then the mourners walk in between. We don't do that for an eved. Ve'ein omrim aleihem berchat avelim. You don't say a special bracha, berchat avelim. This is a bracha which is mentioned in Masechet Ketubot, Tavchet. The footnote here tells me that this is the bracha. Okay, this is how the bracha sounds. Achenu, and this, you would say this during the Suda Havra'ah, during the first meal that the mourners eat when they get home. Achenu hamiyuga'im hamidukaim ba'eval azah. Our brothers, our friends, who are downtrodden by this this mourning. Tenuva v'avchem lachkor azot. You should do some cheshbon nefesh. Okay? Zoti omdim la'ad netiv hu misheshet emei brashit. Rabim shatu, rabim yishtu. This is the way of the world from misheshet emei brashit. Many have drunk, many will drink. Achenu bal nechamot yinachem etchem v'ruch menachem avadim. Okay, just like the feast of the first one should be the feast of the last one, to be honest. I'm not sure what that's referring to exactly. And maybe somebody here knows. Acheinu Baal Nachamon Yenachem Etchem. We mourn you, Baruch Menachem Avelim. Okay, this is the bracha that you give. They would not do this for a slave. And then finally, the Tanchumei Avelim, receiving consolation for a mourner. Now, Maaseh, there was a story. U'meitash Shivchato Sherevi Eliezer. The Shivcha of Rebbe Eliezer passes away. And his students came to mourn him, but there's a problem. He's not allowed to receive mourning. Okay, so there's this game of cat and mouse. If he's trying to run away from them, they're trying to find him to give him to console him. When he saw them, he goes up to the attic. They go up after him. He goes into another type of cheder, nechnesu acharav, they follow after him, nechnas the traklin, he goes into the traklin, nechnesu acharav, amalhem kimdu be'anish atem nechvim b'poshrin achshav. He says, it seems like you are burnt by warm water.
Lukewarm
water. By poshrin. Achshav i'atem nechvim afilu b'chamei chamin. But you're not even burnt by boiling hot water, meaning, I thought you'd get the point and realize that I don't want to receive, I'm not allowed to receive tamchumim here. But even boiling hot water is not getting you guys to wake up to recognize what's going on here. Lo kach shiniti et lachem, didn't I teach you? Avadim ushfachot enom dim aleim b'shura. Enom dim aleim b'chat avadim. Lo tenchum aleim, didn't I teach you when an eved passed away, you don't do any of these things? Elama t'vomrim aleim. Elama omrim aleim. What do we say? Kishem shomrim l'adam al shoro v'al chamaro shemeit v'amakom yimalei l'chach esroncha. Rather, what should you say? You should say, just like when a person's shore and their oxen dies, you say, hey, Hashem should fill your need and find you another oxen. So too, Hashem should fill the need of the loss of your slave. Exactly, your property. So this is a very interesting, we have two different models here. Of the role of slaves in people's lives. I mean, you see, he's insisting that a slave is just like property. It's just like ox or sheep. Whereas Tavi and Rabban Gamliel is very clear. He's saying no, Tavi was unique. He was exceptional, and he had a relationship. Tavi comes up later on in the Masechet where he is in order to make I think it's for minyan or it's for Zimun. I think it's for Zimun. It was just a few blood ago. He lets Tavi go free so that he could join for a Zimun. So Tavi is one of these magical characters that appears throughout Shas. And so we see two different models of how the people's relationships with their slaves. Tana Rabbanan, next statement. Ein korin avot ela v'shlosha. Okay, we only call... Tanya Idach. Another Tanya teaches us you shouldn't give hefspedim about an eved. Rabbi Yosef Omer, an eved kasher, who omri malav. If he's an eved kasher, then you should say upon him, have a ish tov and eman v'ne'ene mi'igiyo. This is a good man. He was faithful and he enjoyed the hard work. Amr lo im kein ma'an machda laksherim. They said, if you're going to say this about an eved, what are you going to say about a Jew, a regular Jew? These are very positive things. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Next statement. Ein korin avot ela lishlosha. We only call three people by the name of the avot. The avot. Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. Ein korin imahot ela le'arba. And we only call the imahot, there are only four. It's not more than that. I'll tell you a little story. When I was giving a drasha once in my shul on the west side, some of the kids would stay in for the drasha. Okay, and sometimes they would when I throw out a question, they wouldn't know it's a rhetorical question, so they would answer in the middle of the drasha. It was very cute. So one of the kids, his name was Yoel, very very sweet boy. So I once said we have three forefathers. That's what I said. We have three forefathers. Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. He said, I don't understand. Aren't there four? It's the forefathers. He said this innocently. It was very sweet. So there are only three avot, not four, and there are four imahot. Avot my time. What's the reason? Ilei mishim de lo yadinan imi ruvein ka'atinan imi shimon ka'atinan. If it's because, well, once we go to the next generation, we're going to have, 12 more Shvatim. So, you know, you don't want to distinguish between them. Maybe Yehuda is going to be part of the Avot, or Levi is going to be part of the Avot, but not Reuven and Shimon. And you don't want to distinguish between people and who they came from. Reuven, Katina, Imi Shimon, Katina, Ihachi, Imahot, Nami. But then, if that's the case, Imahot, Nami, Layadinan, Imi Rachel, Katina, Imi Laya, Katina. But then you also are going to start making distinctions between, well, are you from Rachel? Are you from Laya? Which part of the Jewish, which Shevet are you really from? Rather, the answer is, wow, until these three generations are very chashuv afterwards, and they're more important, whereas after that they're less important, or less chashuv, if you will, less prominent. Okay, so this is, it doesn't mean that they're absolutely, irrelevant. It just means that they're not as, relative, and they're not as important as the first of them. Tanya Yidach, Avadim Ushpachot Ein Korinotam, Abba Ploni, Ve'ima Plonit. Okay, we're not supposed to call an Eved or Shivcha by Abba Ploni. Abba Ploni was like a name of recognition, or giving them an important name, or Ima Plonit, the Sharaban Gamela, Yikorinotam Abba Ploni, Ve'ima Plonit, bro. Gamela would make an exception. So say, Ma'aseh Distor, this contradicts what we just said. What's the answer? Mishum Tachashivi, because they were important, and therefore he would do this. Okay, Amar Reb Elazar, my dichtiv. We're going to see, quote a pasuk here from Sefer Tehillim. This is in Sefer Tehillim, Perek Samach Gimel, and it says, "Ken avarechecha bechayai, b'shimcha esakapai." What does this mean? Yes, I will bless you in my life, and your name I will, lift up my hand. So what does this mean? We interpret the pasuk. Ken avarechecha bechayai, zu kriyat shema. This is kriyat shema, that I bless Hashem in my life. It's interesting to think about Kriyat Shema as a form of a bracha, but this is what the Gemara says. Esa kapai, I reach out my hands, zu tefillah. This is tefillah. Ve'imo sekein, and if you do this, now we read to the next pasuk. Alav ha-katuv omer, the pasuk, what will happen to us? Kemo chelev v'deshen tisban nafshi. Okay, you will be filled up, your soul will be filled up with the chelev is fat, and the deshen is ke'ilu, it's as if you'd brought a korban on the Beit HaMikdash. Okay, and you brought the chelev of the korban. Okay, and it's as if you fulfilled the mitzvah, shumat adeshen of cleaning off the ashes from the... Oh, dafka, it's birchat kohanim. Okay, all the more so. Nachon, asak kapai in, what does Rashi say here? Esakapai, no, he doesn't interpret. But Esakapai in the Nevi'im, for example, Esakapai is Nisiat Kapayim sometimes. Okay, good. And furthermore, V'imosek ken alav ha-kadov amer, kimo chelev v'deshen t'mashi, v'lo ore ele shenochel shnei olim em alazem alam ba, and you'll merit to live in this world a long life, and the next world, shnei emar v'siftei rinanot yehalel pi. And my I'm not sure how this proves, this part of the pasuk proves this, but siftei rinanot, yalel pi, rinanot, which is plural. So my lips will praise Hashem, rinanot, but in the plural, both in this world and in the next world. Okay, now we get to a very interesting section of the Gemara, where we're going to learn about special tefillot that rabbis composed that they would add at the end of tefillah. Now we're going to see that one of these tefillot is one that we add in our own Amidah. What do we say at the end of the Amidah? It's not really part of the Amidah. Elokai, Nitzor L'Shinim Eros Fatayim Yidaber Mirmah. We're going to see this is a tefillah that one of the rabbis composed, a personal tefillah, and we've added it onto our Amidah. The lesson here for us is as follows, that after we finish Sim Shalom, after we finish Baruch Avraham Yisrael B'Shalom, there's an opportunity to to jazz a little bit during tefillah and to add on our own personal tefillah. Has anyone ever heard Jimi Hendrix? Okay, Lahavdil, the people that were studying and Jimi Hendrix. I'm sorry that I just jumped right into that without even pausing for a second. But Jimi Hendrix, he has he does a version of the Star Spangled Banner. And it's all guitar. You say, can you see, right? But then he starts riffing and going off on these. And it's a pretty cool version of the Star Spangled Banner. And that's what we're supposed to do during tefillah. Tefillah, the structure of tefillah.
the words of tefillah are just a, you know, supposed to dive off from there and move into the realm of personal tefillah. And we're going to see some examples
you
of what rabbis did. I think there is. I think there is. There absolutely. There's opportunity. So I don't know if it would be baltosif per se, adding on to the, you know, to, you know, a rabbinic tefillah. I'll say the words of tefillah itself are rabbinically composed. That wouldn't be baltosif, but I think there are opportunities both during the brachot themselves and also, you know, each bracha we're supposed to focus on that issue. So refa'inu, so you think about someone who's sick. Baruch aleinu, you think about parnasa, right? These are the things that we think about. Yerushalayim, we think about... What, say again?
You're
not adding a new bracha, but you're adding thoughts or intentions or, you know, during the... Okay, so let's read through some of them. Rabbi Lazar bat desayim mitzvote. Rabbi Lazar, when he would finish davening, Amar Hachi, he would say as follows. Yeratzon lefanecha Hashem Elokeinu, shetishkein b'furenu avada achva shalom v'rayut. So what does this mean? That we should have... basically, there's a tefillah for his relations in his bed, okay? That he should have avad achva shalom v'rayut, love and kindness between he and his wife. V'tarbe gvuleinu v'tamidim, we should have many tamidim, v'tatzliach sofeinu acharitz v'tikva, and we should have much success, and our hope should be fulfilled. V'tasim chalkeinu b'gan eden, we should have a portion of gan eden, v'takeneinu b'chaver tov, and we should have you know, good friends, the Yetzer Tov be'olamcha, and good the Yetzer Tov in your world, v'nashkim v'nimtza yichud v'baveinu, and we should wake up in the morning, and our hearts should hope, v'baveinu li'yirat shemecha, to fear you, v'tavo l'fanecha korat nafshenu l'tovah, and you should fulfill, you know, all of our needs, and then we will have korat ruach. Okay, so this tefillah has a bunch of different things added in, and he's sort of praying for what he wants in his day. Rabbi Yochanan, about the Messiah himself, the Amar Achim, when he would finish, he would say as follows: Yoratim Mefanecha Hashem Elokeinu, Shetatzitz Bivoshteinu, V'tabit Biratenu, V'titlabeish Birachamecha, V'titkase Be'ozecha, V'titateif Bechazitutcha, V'titazer Chaninutcha, V'tavol Lefanecha Bidat Tuvcha, V'an V'tanutcha. So what does this mean? Tatzitz Bivoshteinu. That we shouldn't have boshet, we shouldn't have, perhaps this means we shouldn't have boshet, you know, from sin, and you should, you know, you should, betabit baratenu, meaning you should look away, I guess, when, you know, or when evil comes to us, you should push it away, or you should be aware of it, v'titabesh b'rachamecha, you should have rachamim on us, and you should have gvurai v'tit kaseh, fill yourself with oz, with strength against the nations, and you should clothe yourself with chasidut, and gird yourself with chanina, with chayin, with pleasantness, and then and approach us, if you will, b'mitat v'pacham, with your good characteristics, Hashem, and your anava, meaning treat us nicely, judge us favorably, etc. Rabbi Zera about the Dimzayim Sote Amar Hachi, he would say as follows: Here, Tam Lefanecha Hashem Elokeinu, Shelo Nechate, we shouldn't sin, Lo Nechta, Velo Nevosh Be'atzmeinu, Velo Nikalein Be'avoteinu, and we shouldn't be ashamed from ourselves, and we shouldn't embarrass our forefathers. And if we don't sin, then we won't do this. Tavchi about the Matzei Amar Hachi, Tam Lefanecha Hashem Elokeinu, Shetei Tzortcha Umanuteinu. The Torah should be our umanut. It should be, you know, what we engage in all day long, our profession. And our hearts shouldn't be sad and pained. And our eyes shouldn't go out, meaning we should live a long life, I think. Maybe you recognize this one. Chaim shel shalom, chaim shel tova, chaim shel bracha, chaim shel parnasa. We should have a life filled with all of these blessings. Chaim shel chidut tatanot. What does that mean? Strength of the bones. Chaim sheish b'mirat chet. Chaim she'in b'hem busha uchlima. Chaim that doesn't have shame and embarrassment. Chaim shel oshev v'chavod. Chaim shel dibanu avat ravi yirat shamayim. Chaim shel timalei b'leinu et komitz shalot dibanu l'tova. And Chaim, that you shall fulfill all of our heart's desires. So when do we say this?
Yeah.
Interesting. This becomes a this is what he would say after Amidah, but we added into, we say this on Rosh Chodesh or Shabbat Mevrachim when we are when we bless the Rosh Chodesh. Now, just a point by the Torah Tumima. Interesting. Okay. Now, just one point here. The Baal Torah Tumima, the author of the Baruch HaShe'amar, Baruch HaLevi Epstein, who I like to quote, he interprets this pasuk here. Baruch HaShe'amar is a commentary on the Sidur. Chaim shetamanei lanu et kol mishalot ibeinu litova. So what does it mean, kol mishalot ibeinu litova? You know, mishalot ibeinu are the things that we want. We just, Hashem should answer all of our wishes. But the answer is you should be careful what you wish for. Sometimes what we want is not what we should really want. It's not what's good for us. So kol mishalot ibeinu litova, Hashem should answer what we want, only the good things that are really good for us, and not just what our heart desires. We don't know what's good for us, exactly. Yeah.
And then again, we say later on, we have already asked for that, but it's because in between that's Osha Vechavod.
If
we have Osha Vechavod, we should still have Yirat Shamayim.
Beautiful. Yafeh. The we're quoting musicians today. Garth Brooks is a beautiful song. I'm a big country fan. Thank God for the unanswered prayers. Okay, I quoted this in Tefillah Talk in the past. It's the whole song about thanking God for the things he didn't get. And there was a girl that he liked in high school, and it was good that he didn't marry her. He's much happier with his... Rabbi, when he would finish here, you should save us. Me'azei panim is people who provoke us, and me'azut panim, people who want to say bad things about us and say that we're mamzerim. Rashi says shelo yotziu alai laz mamzerut me'adamra, from a bad person, me'pegara, from bad plague, mi'yetzera, me'chavera, mi'shachenra, bad neighbor, bad friend, mi'satan hamashchit, from the satan who destroys a person, mi'din kasha, from a harsh rule, mi'ba'al din kasha, and someone who want to litigate together, Ben Jehu Ben Brit, Ben Jehu Ben Brit, whether he's part of the Jewish people or not. We say this as part of after the brachot, the bracha after Brachot HaShachar. V'yafal gav dekai mikitzotze alei derebi. Even though, there's an interesting note here, even though there were, Rashi says, shayu shotrim amdim b'mitzvat antinonius, la'akot v'nekai mikol amdim alei. Now, Rebbe was very close with Antinous, who was some Roman procurator or even the Caesar, and they had many conversations in the Gemara. Maybe we'll get to them, please God, I don't know, in like 8 years or something, in Abu Dazara, according to the pace that we're going. But we will get there, Bezrat Hashem, and there are conversations between Rebbe and his non-Jewish ruler, a Roman ruler, very fascinating Torah discussions. Now, Antinous would set up guards for Rebbe to protect him. Rebbe was the leader of the Jewish community in Israel at this time. But even then, even though he had all these shotrim, there was a concern something could still happen to him. So he would say, so we'll just finish up. Rav Tzav Rabacha, flote amarach yotum v'fanach shem lakenu, shetasim shalom v'mapalya shamala v'pamalya shamata v'venetamudim ha'askim v'toratacha. There should be peace up in heaven, there should be peace down below, amongst the Chachamim. There should be peace between the Chachamim that are engaged in your Torah study, benoskim lishma, benoskim shelo lishma, whoever, whether they're doing studying for the right reasons or not. V'chol ha'oskim shelo lishma, yiratzon shiyu oskim lishma. And whoever studied for the wrong reasons, they should study lishma as well. Okay, stop here, yishar koach. Have a good day, everybody.